Out on the phone now to Curtis Hertel Jr., who is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Good evening, Curtis. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you?
Well, you've had a very busy day. You've had a very, very busy few weeks. Today, you took it to court. Tell us what went on today.
Today, we filed suit against Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Orleans and Trott, the major foreclosure firms in the state. And what we're alleging is that they have game the system to try to avoid paying state and local transfer tax on transfer of properties that were involved in foreclosures.
And this all stems, of course, and we've talked about this several times, but just to remind folks, from foreclosure fraud that was happening with forged documents, and this is all going to be end up in court, of course, as well, but from forged documents, and you're finding hundreds of them in the Ingham County area as well.
Yes, in this case, these are actual situations where the citizen wasn't necessarily defrauded. It was actually the county and state that was defrauded. These are tax dollars that should be used for health care programs and public safety. And on the state side, actually, the money goes to the school aid fund. They filed exemptions that, frankly, I believe they should not have qualified for. And so they're on one end, they're decimating our communities by all these foreclosures that they're doing, and some of them illegally. And then on the other side, trying to avoid paying taxes on them that you or I would have to pay when we transferred documents. So we really feel like this is a big issue, and we're going to try to get money back for the county and money back for the schools.
Well, and what are we talking about? For those who don't know, transfer taxes are it's $1.10 for every $1,000 of value on the sale of a home. So as you said in some information that came out, a $100,000 home would typically pay about $1,100. What are the numbers we're talking about when you take a look at this lawsuit?
We haven't figured all of it yet, but I can tell you that we think that the county has been defrauded of millions of dollars and the state tens of millions, and that's just in Ingham County. This same pattern of behavior has been happening across the entire state. So we think that there are cases available to registrars in 83 counties. So I think it's a huge problem for these banks and the servicers that have been doing business this way. They should have to pay the same taxes that you or I would pay when we transfer property.
And how were they going about skipping this step, as it were? Sometimes they just weren't doing it or weren't filing paperwork appropriately, or?
Fannie and Freddie were claiming exemptions, saying that they were agents of the federal government. And I know this gets a little technical, but these are publicly traded companies that have assets. Their loans aren't their assets aren't backed by the federal government. I know a lot of people believe that they are, but they're not. And what we're saying is that they don't qualify for that exemption. And we think that systematically, what banks have done, at least the bigger banks, is transfer ownership of mortgages right before sale. At sheriff sale to Fannie and Freddie to avoid these taxes, and then use Fannie and Freddie to file these false exemptions. So what we're really looking for is the truth, and we're not going to get it by asking. So the best way to get it is to file a lawsuit and depose the individuals involved, and we think we can recover a large amount of money for the schools and a large amount of money for the residents of Ingham County.
Well, it certainly couldn't come at a better time, that's for sure. In terms of a timetable, the paperwork has been filed. What are we looking at in terms of a timetable on this?
Well, justice is not something that moves.
True.
So I think we're probably talking months, if not probably a year, before this wind its way through the courts, and I'm sure there'll be appeals. As usual, we're going to stay on top of this and keep fighting and make sure that those who owe the money pay the money, and that we get the tax dollars back for the citizens of Ingham County and the people of the state.
Well, you've certainly been unrelenting, and I, as a taxpayer in Ingham County, appreciate that, frankly, Curtis. I appreciate the fact that you've gone after that, and you're using all means available to you with the law to do that as well, and in the court system. When, as you have said before with the other foreclosure fraud problem, when the citizens have to play by the rules, everybody else does as well.
Yeah, and that's really where I just think that the banks have put themselves above the law in many of these cases, and it's just not right.
Well, it isn't. Curtis, we will keep on top of this. Thank you so much for the information today, and we'll talk with you about it further soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We'll